Hi, I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope.
Some years ago, a Lutheran church in Adelaide burnt down. The pastor recalled standing in the ashes of his church building with feelings of grief and repentance. When was the last time you stood in ashes?
In Australia, Ash Wednesday reminds us of devastating bushfires and the loss of life and property. But the original Ash Wednesday goes back centuries and began for a very different reason. Next week, many people around the world will celebrate Ash Wednesday. Coming up, Richard Moore will be talking about the Ash Wednesday that offers hope, not destruction.
What do you think of when you hear the word ashes? If you're a cricket fan, you may think of those ashes kept in an urn at the Lord's Cricket Ground. Every few years, the battle goes on between England and Australian cricket teams in order to gain the ashes. It's a very serious business, and it's been going on for years. Or you may think of a loved one who's passed on. At their funeral service, you heard the words, "Ashes to ashes, dust to dust." Today, as I write, Australians across South Australia and Victoria are facing another catastrophic bushfire day, which could reduce the countryside and buildings to ashes, causing loss and suffering. Hopefully, it won't happen. In the Bible, ashes are often used as a symbol for grief and repentance. In ancient times, people often sprinkled ashes on their heads as a sign of their grief. They'd do the same at times when they felt remorse about something they'd done or said that was wrong and hurtful. It was a practical action which showed how sorry they were. It's not a thought which is so foreign to us either. Some years ago, a Lutheran church in Adelaide burnt down. The pastor recalled standing in the ashes of his church building with feelings of grief and repentance. Grief and sorrow over what had happened. Repentance for having questioned why God let this arson attack happen. When was the last time you stood in ashes?
You're listening to Messages of Hope. When you're standing in ashes, you're in a place of destruction, a place of sorrow and reflection. Here's Richard to share more about reflecting in times like these.
Next Wednesday is an important day for the Christian Church. It follows Shrove Tuesday, and it's called Ash Wednesday. It's the start of a six-week period leading up to the observance of Good Friday and Easter. It's a time when many Christians take time out to prepare for such important events in the history of the world. Toward the end of his ministry, Jesus Christ said to his followers, "We're going to Jerusalem, where everything the prophets wrote about the Son of Man will come true. He'll be handed over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They'll whip him and kill him, but 3 days later, he will rise to life." The purpose of 40 days of Lent, as it's called, is to give people the opportunity to think deeply about this great event, to journey in spirit with Jesus, to stand at the foot of Calvary's cross and then at the open tomb, to reflect on who and what we are and on who God is and what he's done to bring us into a living relationship with himself. As we reflect on the reasons for Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, we stand in ashes. We stand in the ashes of grief, deep sorrow over our condition of rebellion against God, which caused such terrible suffering. We also stand in the ashes of repentance, firmly resolved to change our ways and to lovingly respond to God's great love and compassion for us. Of course, talk about sorrow over what we've done wrong, an emphasis on the forgiveness of sins and a call to repentance sounds foreign to many people today and doesn't fit easily into day-to-day living in our modern society. Have you thought about your need to stand in ashes? If you don't sense a need to grieve and repent, that doesn't mean that you don't have that need. For example, two planes may be on a collision course. In one, a man may be casually reading a magazine while waiting for dinner to be served. In the other plane, a woman may just be finishing her meal and chatting with the passenger next to her. The fact that those passengers don't realise the danger they're in doesn't make their situation any less serious. If the pilots don't do something about it and alter course, the planes will collide and the passengers are likely to be killed. Lent reminds us of our plight and tells us that a change in life's direction is both necessary and possible.
Reflecting on our direction in life can raise important questions like, where's God in all this? Stay tuned as later in the program I'll be offering a free booklet to help you with this question. You're listening to Messages of Hope and I'm Richard Fox. If you have a story about hope rising from the ashes, please share it with us on our Facebook page, Messages of Hope. Your story can inspire others. That's Facebook, Messages of Hope. Being confronted with failure can be pretty devastating. It's like you're standing in ashes and you can feel like giving up. But there is hope. Here's Richard to share how.
As we stand in ashes, we discover again the meaning of godly sorrow over our sin. We learn that there's real joy in repentance and a wonderful release in the announcement, "Your sins are forgiven." We discover to our great relief that we don't have to prove ourselves to God or try to generate enough good deeds to show that we deserve God's love. God says to us, "I know you better than you know yourself. You don't deserve forgiveness, but you're mine, despite your insincerity, your doubts, your guilt, your self-centeredness, and whatever else pulls you away from me." Even though Lent begins with the ashes of Ash Wednesday, it doesn't have to be a time of gloom and doom. Instead, it can be a time when we learn more about ourselves and about God, when we experience both sorrow and the release involved with repentance, when we're assured of God's forgiving love and empowered to live each day as God's new people. The good news is that out of ashes there comes new beginnings. It's a lesson we learned from the Australian bush. It doesn't take long after a fire before we see evidences of new life and growth. Many of those who lose their homes and possessions in bushfires have to start all over again. They soon clear away the burnt remains, and then they rebuild and refurnish their houses. They re-establish their gardens, and if there can be any small positive side to it, they also have the chance to change things or set up their houses differently. So, something new comes out of the ashes. During Lent, many churches have special groups meeting for study and reflection, and some have special midweek services. Ask someone at your local church about joining such activities. On Ash Wednesday, in some Christian churches, the pastor or priest will mark the sign of the cross on people's foreheads in ashes. It can be very meaningful and a special time to pause and reflect in our rat race of a world. Standing in ashes like this can be the start of a whole new way of life.
You're listening to Messages of Hope. For more encouragement about finding beauty out of the ashes, go to messagesofhope.org.au, where you can order your free booklet, Where's God in All This? God is with you in difficult times and has a future prepared for you. To order your free booklet, Where's God in All This? Go to messagesofhope.org.au or call 1-800-353-350. That's 1-800-353-350. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us again next week when Mark Dakey shares the near-disaster story of Flight QF32. How do you cope when things get out of control?